Yeah, Simon Samachay, Sif Bey. For practical purposes, let us learn first Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps we'll see a problem in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Beis, Kolo Kriyishma, a person named Krishma, V'nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses, and he enters a shul, U'motso Tzibo Shekeirin Kriyishma. And he finds the tzibur is now learning Krishma. He davened already, he said, Krishma, tzorich. Now let us just be medayik and the lashaynes. Tzorich likreis imon posik rishon. So he's mechuyev to learn again the first posik. Means also with Moshem Kavoid. Why is this necessary? Shelo yeroe, it should not seem, it should not look. Kiilu eine reitze lekabel el malcho shamayim in chaveiro. Means they are being mekabel el malcho shamayim on themselves, and he's not doing that. So there's a chiyuv to say the first posik of Krishma, which is kabolos el malcho shamayim. That's when one entered a shul. V'hu adin. Imhu bebeis haknesses, he's in the shul, v'oimer divrei tachnunim, he's a psukim, he's davening something, which, memokim shavoi livsek, or shoi livsek, that means where he's up to now, he's saying tilim, he's saying divrei tachnunim, and this is he's not in a mokim, that he's not allowed to be mapsik. So we have the same scenario. He's already in the shul. He also davened already. He also said Krishma, and now the tzibur is saying Shema Yisrael. That's the Bahu Adin. It's the same case. And he entered Bahu Adinim Hu Bebeis HaKnesses V'Oim Adivrei Tachnit. We said two cases. Either he entered the shul, so he was in the shul. Halachically, he's allowed to be mafsik. So it's the same halacha. So he should say Shema Yisrael. We have the same reasoning over here that they're being mekabel el malcho shamayim, and by him not doing this, it looks like he's perish from the Kabbalah Seol Malchus Shemayim of the Tzibur. Avo, im hu osuk b'mokim she'enei rashoi lifsoik. But what is, if he is in the middle of davening, and halachically he cannot be mafsik, k'goy miborech she'omar ve'eloch. Now we'll see in Mishnah Berurah that this is far from poshut, that he's not permitted to be mafsik, but the Mechaba holds he's not allowed to be mafsik. He said, Asher Yesh Vayivisech, he's in the middle of Psukhi the Zimra, and the Olam says, Shema Yisrael, and the Mechaba holds he is not permitted to be mafsik to say Shema Yisrael. Is lo yafsik, so then he should not be mafsik, because he's not allowed to be mafsik. That means we have here a problem that from that what he's not saying together with the tzibur, that is gives an impression that he doesn't want to be mekabel el malchus shemayim together with the tzibur. That is a problem, but we can't permit him to do it because he's not allowed to be mamsik. How do we solve this dilemma? From a person who is not next to him exactly, looking at him with everyone else, it seems that he is being mekabel El Malchus Shemayim. But the tzibur, benigo na tzibur, shenire kilo koirei imor. That means there's like a maris ayin vikim problem. He's mechuyev he is mechuyev to show that he wants to be mekabel olma of shamayim with the tzibur. So if he can do it, he's mechuyev to do it. If he can't do it, so al kaponim he should pretend that he's doing it. That is Sif Beit. Now let's see Sif Gimel. Kol kriyishma v'nichnas lebeis haKnesset. Umotzo tzibur shekoyren kriyishma. So this is mamish the same case of Sif Beit. Toiv sheyikra imom kol kriyishma v'yikabel schar kekoyzei betoyr. Now we're not saying tzorich, we're saying toiv. That means this is the Derech Eretz, this is a proper thing. They're learning Krishna. So you should also learn together. You shouldn't, that's Derech Eretz, that it's not Achil, but it's Derech Eretz to the they're saying Krishna. It would be preferable for you to say Krishna also. Kol Krishna, I mean, Bikabel Schar, so he learned Krishna, but he's in his Kabbalah Chaka Kaisa Matayra. Ago, so the Gemara wants to clarify, Abul Eine Chayim Rakta Posta Krishna Commission is Boiler. So let's get our bearing straight. That means the Chayim is the first Posta. The first Posta is Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shamayim, and that is a Chayim. Now, that's in Siv Beis. In Siv Gimel, we're speaking about Adam Otoiv, that's Derech Eretz, it's something proper to say the whole Krishna with them. So now we have these two halachas. Because the first pasuk is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So that, it seems, if he's not Mekabel, that's from the Yisoides Amunah, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and if the Tzibur is doing it and he's not doing it, so it gives an impression that he's not interested in being Mekabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Siv Gimel is speaking about the whole Krishma. I said, Shema Yisrael, fighter. Now, I want to learn a Rashba now. No, it would be preferable to have the Shem Lekefer, Boim Shemoya, Vayomer. This is, they're now doing something. It's derech, this is a derech eretz to get in. It's not a chiyu. It's a proper thing to do. Okay. I think it's all three parshas, I think. I think so. Kol Krishma. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Beis. Kol Krishma. So in Siv Beis we're speaking about he lamed Krishma already. So theoretically he was mekabel on himself oil malchus shamayim. He did this already. But now if he won't participate now, so it looks like he's not being mekabel. That's his mechuyev to do it. V'chol shekein im loy kora adayin. What if he didn't lame Krishma yet? So then there's a greater obligation on him to learn Krishma. You want Mekabel El Malchus Shamayim and yourself at all today. And they're being Mekabel, so there's a greater obligation on him. Oh, fine. But now the Mishnah Berurah says, he's Ichem Bechuyiv to learn the first Pasuk to show that he's Mekabel El Malchus Shamayim like the Tzibur, that's for sure. But now, if he didn't learn Krishma, there's different problems. So now it comes out he's learning Krishma without tefillin and also we'll see this if it'll be yotze now the mitzvah of Krishma, so he's yotze without the birchas Krishma. So there's problems on this. So let's see. Kol Krishma, aval yechavin lotzis b'zeh. A mitzvah says say the Kriya Shema. He shouldn't be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah eser from Krishma. He shouldn't be mechavin. Kimi chayin loy tefillin bereisha. He doesn't have tefillin. Yeah, it doesn't have, in the themes, even by the first posik, there's a pesanin in the word tefillin, even though pshalkim lo yisei dechus is by the first parasha, but it seems by the whole krishma there's an inyan to wear tefillin, so it's not proper. So if he wants to be yaitza now, he's not learning the posik properly because he's not wearing tefillin, number one. V'gam yeh v'loy brachos, and also to be yaitza mitzvahs krishma, it is preferable to be yaitza with the birchas krishma. So if he's going to go now, he comes in the tzibur saying shman, he'll be mechaven to be mekayim mitzvahs krishma, so his krishma is a very inferior krishma since it's without tefillin and without the birchas krishma. Right, so Al Kaponim, so with, he's telling us that don't be mechavim to be yaitz, right? If he didn't like Krishna. Now, v'nirali, tafilu imu etzfuloi kaidem birchas ha-teire, what is, if he didn't say birchas ha-teire yet, so, even Shane Eimer apostolically shame Limu, since he comes into Shul, he didn't say Bichas Ateria, and they're saying Shema. So, since he's not saying it Lishem Limu Ateria, saying it Lishem Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamay, so he should say it, even Shane Eimer apostolically shame Limu. Actually, but that means, even though in heaven, see if Gimel doesn't need to say all three parashiyas, but so this is mechuyim to say Alt Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So this he could say it without Birchas HaTorah, because Meikar Adin, this is not Limud HaTorah, this is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. But more than that, he shouldn't say. Wasn't that he shouldn't say? Fine. Shetayrin Krishma. Now, Shetayrin Krishma. Now, this is Sif Katan test of the Mishnah Berurah. So we're going on Sif Beis. So going Kora Krishma, Nifl Beis Haknesses, Amot Satsiba, Shetayrin Krishma, Tzorech Likrei Simon. Vuhu Adin. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, Shar Dover Shasibo Oimrim, Kegoin Tehiva Ledovir, they're saying, Ashrei, Oi, Oleinu, Koyre Yamon, Shekein Derech Eretz. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, that Lav Davke by Krishna, if they're saying, Ashrei, the proportion that how many we don't say Ashrei, or Aleinu, Kaira Yimon Shekein Derech Eretz. Now, this Mishnah Berurah is a Mogen Avraham, and it's very, very difficult to understand. That means, if this would be in Sif Gimel was speaking about a good thing to do, a nice, say the whole Krishna, they're saying the whole Krishna, and they will say the whole Krishma. So in Sif Gimel, who will say, I got news for you. We're talking about nice things to do. I'll tell you another nice thing. If they say Aleinu, say Aleinu together with them. They're saying Tilo Ledovre Dashrei. We're talking about nice things. But this Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, we're not speaking about nice things. We're speaking about if he won't be mekabel oil malchus shemaim, it looks he's not mekabel oil malchus. That's the difference between Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. And Siv Beis is mechuyev to say Shema Yisrael because it would seem he's not mekabel on himself oil malchus shemaim. And Siv Gimel, talking about good things, nice things. So this should have been written in Sif Gimel, not in Sif Beis. That is a problem. And it is very interesting, the G'dayle Achroinim This is a Mogen Avraham. The Mishnah is born from the Mogen Avraham. They ask this kasha. They don't understand. This doesn't belong here. This belongs in Sif Gimel. The Tehillah LeDavid asks this kasha. The Maimon Motra asks this kasha. The Maimon Motra says he saw in one foot, not the Mishabur, the Mogen Avraham, it's not on Sif Gimel. It's not on that. So it belongs in Sif Gimel, not in Sif Beis. Okay, so as Al Kapon, because this din of saying Aleinu, this is a proper thing, but this is not a chiyuv, so this should have been said in Siv Gimel. Pasuk Rishon, now let's go back to Siv Beis, that one should say the first pasuk Shema Yisro, which is the Gam Baruch Hashem Kvay Malchus Eloi Lamboi. The Das Agro BeYuri Shetzorich Likreis Imam Kol Krishma. Fine. The Goyin holds Yischoilek on the Mechaber, and the Tzorich, that what he's obligated to say, so the Mechaber on Siv basis is only obligated to say the first Pasuk, the Goyin holds is obligated to say the whole Krishma. Omnam Bipsuke de Zimra Niradein Lahachma Yaisali Pasuk Rishon, the Blavochi Das Mechaber Lahachma Bipsuke de Zimra Uchidu Lekamei. That means if he's in Psuke de Zimre, so then he should only say the first pasuk. And we'll understand a little better with the next Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber says he's in Psuke de Zimre, he shouldn't say anything. Lo yafsik. V'achroinim kosvu. V'achroinim disagree with the Mechaber. The Bebichas bar shomar v'yishtabach Psuke de Zimre, yesh lo hafsik. V'lekabel oil malcho shamay min atzibur. They hold in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, Yehishma Yisrael, in the middle of Bor Sheyoma, in the middle of Yishtabich, Yehishma Yisrael, you say out loud with the Tzibur, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein, Shema Chot. This is by Pesukei Dezimra. Avo Bebicha Shel Krishma, but if he's afterwards, he's in the Bichas Krishma, Chaim Ben Aprokim, Le'yavstik, Klal, then he shouldn't be Mavstik. Fine. So this is to Al Kaponim. So we have Al Kaponim. The Mechaber holds in Pesukei Dezimra, you don't say Shema Yisrael. And we hold the Achronim hold, you do say Shema Yisrael in Pesukei Dezimra. From Bichas Krishma and Krishma, we don't say Shema Yisrael. Whatever you are up to, you say loud. This is in the Chiyuv. And then we have, now there's a Shaila. What? There could be. Okay, I don't know if by Krishna, if in the middle of Krishna, I would say, I don't know if there's anything whatsoever. I'm saying Krishma now. I don't know. We're only speaking about the Birchas Krishma, it says over here. Yeah, but I think there's no problem by Krishma. Because he's learning Krishma. The whole problem is by Birchas Krishma. That I don't know. I don't know if that's a problem. I really don't know. I don't think so. Okay. Yes. No. That's right. I don't know. I think there's a big chilek, but let me just tell you, since you brought this up, Tafika Maginim says that we had by Aleinu, one that's a proper thing to say, Aleinu, also together with the Tzibi says, what if he's in the middle of like this halacha is, He's in the middle of Psuki, he says, Moidim Anachnu Lo. If he's in, by the Birchas Krishma, he doesn't say, I think so. By the Birchas Krishma, let's say, Bemtza Baruch, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. I think so. Now the, so about Kapan, but he should, if he said he should bend down, he should bend down. He brings the Raya from Shemayna Esrei. By Shemayna Esrei, Al Kapan, because it's no stira to Shemayna Esrei, like in Shemayna Esrei, you also about Kairaya. Okay. So that Al Kaponim, Shalai Nira Kapashman Nasiba, it could be correct. He's doing something which is, in Yisod, permissible in Shemayna Esrei. But to cover his eyes, I don't think
that's fine. He might do whatever he wants. As a man, too sharp, my client,
But by Psukhi Dizim, he should take a say Shema Yisrael. He should not only, he doesn't have to make. Yeah, he's permitted to be Mavsik.
So what's his point?
No, he's claiming after something, but he's in the middle of Shema Nesrei, he was taking a shot. Yeah, that's what he said. Even though by Kriya, he's Mechuyev. If they're up to Moedem and he's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, he'll be Kareya. In order that he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, Baruch Aleinu, and they're saying Moedem. So he should bow down to Moedem. No. Yeah.
Well, if
Shemayna Esrei, yeah.
If I'm almost at the end of Moedem, and I introduce a second goal,
No. Only Karei. Only this. No. This is when you say Kaddish, you have enough. Because Kriya Vaistois, I'm showing that I'm nichna to the Rabbi Nishlam. Moedem Anachno Loch. Kriya means Ahachno to the Rabbi Nishlam. Kaddish to the Dilog.
He's not concentrating. 100%
Ashmonai. You are not
disconnected
completely.
You're not
here. But I'll tell you, if you're in this pashtus agashmi, if you don't know that, if you don't know, you don't know
that. Even nachash karuch al zeblo, he doesn't move.
This din that you have to say Shema Yisrael, what is if it's there's different Shema Yisrael that are said, Shema Yisrael by Korbanos, Shema Yisrael, they take out the Sefer Torah, Shema Yisrael, Yom Kippur Korban, Shema Yisrael by Musaf, all these Shema Yisraels. So there is Chalukei Dayos, if Bechlau, if you have to, if there's such a Chiyuv. This Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim. So this Shema Yisrael, we have to do it. But all the other Shema Yisraels, many hold that you don't have to do it. You don't have to be mavzeh to say it together with the Tzibur. Now, let us start Simen Samech Lo. Beis Amokim Yochel Havsik, Beis Amokim Lo Yavsik. Yes. That we just said, even though he didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, I should say it. The first pasuk. And the Baal Shem Kavod. Bein HaProkim, what? Bein HaProkim, Tzipalo, Bein HaProkim, a person is Bein HaProkim of Birchas Krishme, of Krishme, is Bein HaProkim. Shoyu b'shloim odom nichbot. And now we will have in the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps this is not negeya b'zmaneinu. It was negeya, that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. A person meets in shul, he meets someone, he didn't see them in the last 15 years, and he bumps into him. And now the bein aprokim. And so it seems Bizman Chazal is ignores him and it would bring about a sinner between them. You didn't see me 15 years. 15 years ago when you had a bar of $5,000, you know my address and everything. Now you see me 15 years later, oblivious. So I'll kapon him. So they're not asking, not giving him shalom, it seems would be like it's an insult and could bring about sinner. The Mishnah Berurah means not bizmanenu in the middle of Krishna. In the middle, but we don't do that. Now it's no one will feel insulted bizmanenu. So this halacha is not negeya. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But let's go back to Bizman Chazal. Bein Aprokim, it's Bein Aprokim. He finished Yotza Moiris and he meets someone. Shayu b'shloim odom nichbot. A mechubedik person, we'll see exactly in the Mishnah Berurah, he's a zokein, a talmid chochem, he's an osher, which also doesn't need to be mechabed asherim. So odom nichbot, and you meet him mamish in the yaitzah ba'iris, and he walks in now, mamish he passes by you. So you say, shalom aleichem.
Verbally,
yeah. Umeshiv shalom l'cholodom. Now, the other way around, that let's say this person comes in, he was saying, he was looking in the Siddur, and he said, and he was saying, Yaitse Hamoiris, and then the Yankel who didn't see him for the last 15 years, Yankel just walked in, Yankel's not in the middle of Davini, so Yankel sees him, and Yankel says, shalom aleichem beru. So I lift up my eyes and I see him. So it's a meshiv shalom. Also, I won't answer him. It's like an insult to him. So I say, I answer him, a meshiv shalom verbally. That is bein haprokin. Yitzamayres, avarabo, or by krishme. Or beemtza, what if he sees beemtza haperik? Again, we have the same scenario. I'm in the middle of then all of a sudden, this is Be'emtza Perek, and we have the same scenario. So here there are different hakadoras. Shayu b'shloim mishu yore mimeno. A person that is achiv moira, which moira means this achiv to. To show Moira, Kagain Oviv, a rabbi, a Mishu, Godu, Mimenu, Bechachma. He's a bigger Talmud Chacham than them. as Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. V'chos kein melech oy anos oy the king that's passing by but the zikha the zadin moire oy anos, anos is a person that he's dangerous. He can either rob you or kill you. So lemele, so there's a different type of a moira. There's a moira, we might be mazik you, we might bring about a hefsed moment. Umeshiv shalom la'odom nichbad. And he answers shalom, that means if an odom nichbad is not rabbi, he's an odom nichbad, he's a zokin, he's a talmud chochem. So he gives me shalom, I answer him. Afilu be'emtza ha'posik. Afilu be'emtza ha'posik. Again, he gave me shalom. I can't be oblivious to him. I answer him. Chutz mi posik shma yisro bo shem kvoy machus alay lavoy shlo yavsik b'em klau. By these two psukim, he's in the middle of Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim, he should not answer. Im loy bifnei mi she yorei shemo yagenot. This is shalom pikuach nafoshes. Then he... Then he answers the full in Shema Yisrael. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ma she'oso ledaba afilu b'loshon ha'kodesh oso ledaba afilu teiva achas oso. There's an issel. There's no problem of the even one word is oso. Afilu b'loshon ha'kodesh it's oso. Vein ha'prokim. So he says like this. Davkim k'shepogu ze ese memeile. That means they bumped in one to the other. So memeile, so he's another nichbad, he's a zokin, I see him. So memeile said in, I'm shoyu. Amo b'mashkim l'pischoy, but before davening, to go to his house, I just heard he's here for Shabbos, I'll go to his house to give him shalom. Eilelech b'beis ha'knesses, and this is a loch which many people do not know. Mimokim, let's say, again, I'm not in the middle of Birchas Krishna. I walk into shul before the davening. I see Yankel's in shul. Yankel didn't see him 15 years. Yankel's a Talmud Chochem, a Zokin, before I covered. So I go over there, before davening. I go over to Yankel, what are you doing here? You're not allowed to walk over to him before davening. You're not allowed to go. That means if you bumped into him, that's one thing. But to walk over to him and to give him shalom, so that is a pkiya in kvod shamayim. He didn't daven yet. And so memela, and you're going over to him, the Rebbein Shalom, I'll take care of you later. But now Yanko, let me first take care of Yanko. Yanko is here now, so that comes first on the list. That is a pkiya. That means first you daven. Don't go over to him and give him shalom. So keep him. Vafilu kaidim shehischobo shama. Keep him shekaidim atfile. He's before davening. Okay, and he brings guys from the Gemara. Shalom b'shalom. Afilu b'loshin lash. It can be in any language. He met into v'davke b'ponim chadoshes. He's new here. That means he wasn't in a long time. Shalom eishim. Why? Shim loy. Yishal, he wasn't there 15 years, and you won't, you'll be oblivious to him. Yovel, they seen it, so bring about the hatred, the sinner. B'sefer achinuch gam ken kosam, demish le'reinu, she'yakbid al chavei reklau, le'yavsek afu le'bein aproti. The chinuch says, if we know he's such a person, he won't be makbid. That you don't say shalom to him, it doesn't bother him, in shul especially. Al-kain lefim in ageinu ka-ayoy. Sheinon anayim lishu b'shom b'reis ha-knesses b'reis ha-tfilah. By us, that's an anhoge that no one does. In the middle of davening, no one gives shalom. Cholila lishu l'l'hoshif. So you shouldn't ask, you shouldn't answer. Afilu divrei teire. You shouldn't do it. If he was mafsik, he wasn't allowed to. So we have now that this halach is not applicable this manena, because by us in the middle of the davening, everyone understands that now you don't give shalom, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. Now, Adam Nichbad, now you're allowed to give shalom to a mechubedeke person. Shaloi lahagdem loy shalom. What's an Adam Nichbad? Ben Shuzokin, he's a Zokin. Achayra means he's over 70. Or 60 years old. Of a kaponim. But not he's older than him. She's okay. I tell me trochem, he's a tell me trochem. The chayin im hu osher shiroi lechabed loy machmas oshroi. That if the Rabbi Nishlom gave him a shire, so it's a raya that the Rabbi Nishlom is machshev him. So in Meile, so therefore he should be mechabed. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was mechabed a shire. Here it doesn't say it's about tzedakah. He says it's an osher. It seems that kufa that the Rebbein Shalom gave him mashiras is a raya that he's choshev be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chol adam. And he's allowed to answer l'chol adam, shivdom lo shalom. Namas mechdush ha-razbir. The mutter l'chadchil l'lishol b'shloim ha-koyrim, hafa pishideh yitzach la-shivoy, v'ayim l'el b'simen, shivkot n'beis. The razbir says, I'm going to kick it. That means, Reuven is in the middle of Bein HaProkim. And Shimon passes by. Shimon didn't daven yet. So Shimon comes over. Reuven, how are you doing? Now, Shimon has no problem with this because Shimon isn't davening, but Shimon realizes that because of this question, Reuven will have to answer him. But that's permissible. There's no problem in that. Now, that's Bein HaPlokim. Be'emtza HaPerik, Oviv Oy Raboy, Rotzoloima Raboy Muvik. There is a chiyuv moira and Rabbi Muvik. What's the title of Rabbi Muvik? She iker teirosa imenu. His main Torah is from his Rebbe. So there's a chiyuv moira. Moira Rabbi, moira Shemel. That's called the Rebbe. Half a piece of bodu b'teira atayesim Rabbi. I'm not going to say, now he's smarter than the Rebbe. But since his iker chochme came from the Rebbe, even though now he's smarter than the Rebbe, there's a chi of moire on him for the Rebbe. Yeah. The Shaykh bo moire, by parents, he's him about vitero, samar rabba ke moire shemayim. Or he's godo mimenu b'chokhma. So it seems from the Mechaba holds, that there's a chiyuv moire and a Talmud Chochem that's bigger than you. That means by Rabbi it could be now bigger than the Rebbe. But since I'm indebted to the Rebbe because Roiv Chochmosi was from the Rebbe, so I'm b'chuy, there's a chiyuv moire to the Rebbe. And Talmud Godol Meimenu is definitely not my Rebbe, but since he's a bigger Talmud Chochem than me, so then I'm shayu b'shloim l'zechiy moire. V'im heim shavim, so then have a bechlal mifnei ha-covid, so it's only mutter bein ha-prokim. And ha-koy re-gadumen im ha-v'seklal ha-fogu l'chal m'trochem. B'chochme, v'achroinim posko da-filu him r-gadu mimenu av-rak mifnei ha-covid. V'achroinim al-chilek on the mechaber. The Mechaber says, if I have a Talmud Chochem that's bigger than me, there's a Chiyuv Moira on that Talmud Chochem. And a Mele, so afilu be'emtza ha-perik, I'm shoyu b'shloimai. That's the Shittas HaMechaber. And the Achroinim al-Chilek on the Mechaber, they say there's no Chiyuv Moira on the Talmud Chochem that's bigger than you. There's only a Chiyuv Kovid. The Chiyuv Kovid is not a Bein haplokim, not bein tzaperik. And loishu talmud chochim muflik bedoiroi alesis. You're not his rebbe, but he's the godol adair. Vos havi bechlau maradem des achiyev moire. Vachol shkei melech, afil a melech Yisrael, ava bechlau maradem hayire. Tachsiv shem tosim alecha melech, shtei eimose yolecha. Oy anis, oy malshin. At this point, these people are dangerous people. So Mamela, so there's a heter also bein aprokim. And this is muta for the bem saposik. Yesh aimrim the bem saposik layavsik, and lay bemalking the solakin yonet. That means in the middle of a posik, al kaponim it should be the end of an inyan. The posik choyza akach letchilas aposik. That's what others hold. And others hold, no, that afilu ben saposik, you're also allowed to be mafsik. Ula maise. She mafsik lanis kadish, ay kdushim, mashis boi lakame, mimem shaloi lamay lasayme inyim, yochel livsik afilu ben sa inyim, lalismaych al balay sporo, shemish lechok, bakach, vatsarich mitzvah rabbe kazu. So if they say, gomen yesh, me rabbe, he's in the middle of a posik. It's mamish. It's not. It's solik and yona. It's his amenyesh merabe. Lana is mitzibah. V'achkach yachsel letchilas apos. Chutz miposik of Shema Yisrael shendava golem mikabolus malchus shemayim. Mitamzel yavse gam kim beShema Yisrael lavor shem kvoid machus eloy lavod. Shegam u bechlal ayicha. Behem klal. That means by this Shema Yisrael shouldn't. Bimamsik at all, dafilu kaddish, uktusha, uborchu, layane, maybe biraloche, vevshe, dimakriya, yulach, sholi, shoyis, dorak, kari, materi, tzorich, lavsu, but if it's after 3 hours, he's not learning Krishna anymore, then could be, he should be mamsik at all in the first posik, but if there's a chash of, he might kill him, vedinne, hulke, may betrivel, lakamem, besimim, kuftal.